When you're an Olympic medalist and a member of the U.S. women's national hockey team, you'd imagine there should be no reason to boycott your own world championship participation. But when you get paid less than men in the same sport and you don't get the same support they get, there's probably no better time to negotiate.
I currently work part-time with the Chicago Blackhawks. You know, I run a hockey camp in the summer. Some of my teammates are getting up at 5 a.m. because some of them are strength and conditioning coaches. And so it's definitely a grind, but it's for what USA Hockey is giving us, it is clearly not enough to live on.
That was 24-year-old Kendall Coyne, an Illinois native and Olympic silver medalist who plays for the U.S. women's national hockey team. She says that in addition to training, most of her teammates need an extra job for extra income.
It's 2017. Still have to fight as women to, show that we deserve equitable support in hockey and sports in general.
The team is set to join the World Championships in Michigan this month, but unless USA Hockey accepts their wage demands, they will be watching from home. This is exactly the same hurdle that all women across the country are experiencing regardless of occupation and level of education. Nationally and in Illinois, women make an average of 80 cents for every dollar paid to a man. This is the gender wage gap. So how can women get closer to that dollar that men make? According to two Illinois lawmakers, one of the answers lies in salary history, or rather, the lack of it. Democrats Representative Anna Moeller and State Senator Daniel Biss want to stop employers from asking applicants about their salary history. They say that this piece of information only makes the gender wage gap worse.
If employers are basing future compensation off of prior compensation, you're bringing that inequity along with you your entire career.
So if you've ever in the past worked for an employer that did discriminate, then that lower wage that you got because of that discrimination will follow you from employer to employer to employer to places that don't discriminate.
But some business owners, including lawmakers who have a business background, say salary history determines the value of the applicant.
I think past wages are the best indicator of future performance. If a person's come to me and they've been making $100,000 after working up through a company for 15 years and they changed jobs and made $110,000 elsewhere, that's a very good indication to me of future performance. And my inability to ask about that person's pay history is taking away one of the best abilities I have to determine whether I can afford to hire that person.
That's Republican State Senator Chuck Weaver. He previously owned 30 KFC franchises and managed 500 employees. Other state senators, like Republican Jim Oberweis, who is in the dairy and investment business, says that a law like this one would hurt the state's business climate.
This is just one more reason for companies and businesses to not want to be in Illinois. We're doing a great job at driving them out. Let's pass this. Let's drive a few more companies out of here.
This opposition so far drives at the fear that equal pay legislation hurts businesses.
But it generally turns out that it pays off in terms of employee loyalty, employee productivity, and so often those dire things don't turn out to be true.
That's Julie Anderson, a researcher for the Institute for Women's Policy Research, a think tank in Washington, D.C. She says that passing more laws that help close the gender wage gap will allow researchers like herself to evaluate the impact. The effort faces opposition from the Illinois Chamber of Commerce and the Illinois Department of Labor, who say that the state will have to come up with additional funding to meet the bill's requirements. However, the department has not released any cost estimates. But if the bill does pass, Illinois will be the second state in the country, after Massachusetts, to make it illegal for employers to ask about salary history. For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras.